And joining us from Pikes Peak Workforce Center for this Jobs Wednesday, it is Tracy Marquez, everybody. Hello, Tracy.
Good morning, Renee. How
it's
are
so
you?
It's good to see you. It's great to see you.
You know what? It's been a busy. We have not seen you in a while.
It has been busy. It's hard to believe it's mid-February already. But we've had really increase our traffic at the Workforce Center. We're averaging about 150 a day walk through our doors.
Well, and the amount of jobs, and when we talked to Crystal, by the way, feel better.
Exactly.
Yeah. Everybody's getting this crud. The amount of jobs added per week is unbelievable right now.
You know, it really is. And you're starting to look at, we had the retail season, the hospitality season, you know, in December, everyone gears up for the holiday sales. And now we're starting to gear up for the retail sector, hospitality sector, and the hiring for summer jobs and the spring jobs. When we start to see tourism industry really increase.
So there's already starting to ramp up for that.
They are. You really have to start thinking about who you're hiring, what type of people, the skill sets that you want. So people are really starting to gear up towards that.
But let's talk about, this is very exciting. We love these. So it is the big Connect. It's the Connect with a Vet job fair.
That's correct. Connect with a Vet job fair. It's a job fair we have every year. We partner with the Military Installations. It's going to be hosted on Fort Carson at the Special Events Center. It's from 10 to 2 on Thursday, February 20th. There's almost 100 companies that will be there, and they're literally looking at the specific skill sets, the transitioning military, the veterans, and you can't forget the military spouses and their families they have and the adaptability that they have. So companies are really interested in that job fair.
Yeah, I mean, again, like you said, the skills, you just can't find those skills.
Exactly.
In other areas.
And you talk to companies and like, what do you want most from, you know, an employee there? They say, I want someone to show up. Well, this is a great skill set and great talent pipeline to really look towards when you want someone that's dependable, adaptable to different situations and quick mindsets.
So how do folks get registered for this job fair? I'm assuming pre-registration?
We prefer pre-registration. Okay. It is not mandatory. It makes it easier to get into the job fair.
Okay.
Our website, ppwfc.org, is where you can find all the information along with the list of the companies that are going to be there, which helps you tailor your resume prior to showing up. That way you can target the companies you want to talk to.
Now, I know we have talked about this before, but are some of these jobs maybe going, these companies maybe going want to a pre-application before coming?
Exactly.
We know some do.
Yes.
Okay.
So you can apply online, which is great. So if you have a company, you know the application process is an online application process. Go ahead and apply online, but still bring your resume and introduce yourself to the recruiter, because now they can put a face with a name. You've applied online and they actually know who the person is. You can have your quick 30-second intro speech for them and really be able to help sell yourself.
Right. And it can be like, by the way, so I did hit, but here it is again. Right.
Exactly. And that way they're walking away and they're walking away with that job fair as a recruiter with a piece of information.
Fantastic. Again, this is happening February 20th.
Correct.
10 a.m. to, what was the time again?
10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Okay. At Fort Carson Special Events Center. Information's on our website, ppwfc.org.
Okay, so let's talk grants, Tracy.
Yes.
I mean, this is how Pikes Peak Workforce Center functions.
Exactly. We function on federal dollars.
Exactly. And grants.
And grants.
And so I remember it was close to the late end of the last year, right? There was an announcement about here's this grant, but you have to apply, correct?
Correct.
To be considered for this grant. And what kind of companies applied?
And this is a grant specifically for businesses. It's an employee development grant, and it's a grant available for businesses to help upskill their existing workforce, get some certifications or some training that they need to be able to be better employees, more qualified employees for different positions and move up in a pay band within the company too. We had $111,000 that we announced yesterday, the award winners. We had 15 companies apply for
it.
And I believe it was 7 or 8 were awarded the dollars for it. So we're really excited to see the economic impact that has.
It's going to be
companies.
Huge.
It really
they
is.
They can grow and even, you know, impact the community even more.
Right. And we've had some companies in the past that actually purchased additional equipment in the manufacturing industry, and they were able to train their employees on this new equipment, which helped grow their business and allow them to hire more people.
And it sounds like, I don't know, can we talk about this? You might glare at me, Tracy.
That's fine.
Is there another grant?
Yes, we can talk
can
about this
talk
one.
About
yes,
it?
We
okay,
can.
Because sometimes this is super secret. Shh.
We will be announcing after next week that we are going to have another grant, employee development grant, in the retail hospitality sector.
Okay.
We know that is an in-demand occupation industry within our community and our region. And what we're going to be able to do is help those in the retails, and a lot of those are smaller companies be able to really help upskill, specifically retail hospitality grant. And this is through the Colorado Workforce Development Council and a Lives Empowerment grant that they received from the Walmart Foundation.
That's fantastic. So that's going to be formally announced next week, right?
Yes, it'll be formally announced. It's going to be the same process that we do with the Employee Development Grant, and this is going to be for $50,000 specifically for the hospitality, retail, tourism industry.
So everybody keep watching for that.
Exactly.
Now, Tracy, while you're here, I want to ask you, and we keep having, you know, like Mayor Southers in and El Paso County Commissioners in and City Council. There's one thing we flat out know. Our city is growing.
Yes.
We're seeing construction left and right, which is bringing more businesses and more opportunities. And your best advice, I know some of these companies probably team up with Pikes Peak Workforce Center to get these jobs filled, but what is your best advice for looking into possible positions with some of these, I mean, brand new companies coming and stuff like that?
Right. Well, now we talk to companies about hiring and how they're looking for the talent. When we talk about skills-based hiring, I know we've talked on the extra about skills-based hiring. What are the skills you need? Is it a four-year degree, or can you do a two-year degree and 4 years of experience?
Yeah.
So really kind of maybe change the way that your job descriptions and what you're applying for. Then also look at alternative talent pipelines. Look at those justice-involved citizens, depending on the position. There are a lot of great skill sets coming out of the justice-involved citizen pipeline. Okay. You also have, look at the K-12 education system, what it's coming out of the high schools that you can really tap into maybe in their senior year and start building a pipeline for you. So really those with disabilities, another great opportunity of like, what are the skill sets that you need? What is someone with a disability that they may have that skill set? And look at them as far as hiring them for their job and interviewing.
Well, and the thing, like you mentioned, we've talked about this. And then, we're going to have to wrap it up. TJ's glaring at me.
All right. Sorry, TJ.
It's Tracy. We chat. But some of these high school kids coming out with degrees. So they're ready to go. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Which is perfect.
Tracy, it's great to see you. Thank you so much. Okay. It is now 8:44 KRDO's Morning News.